We're talking today with Dr. Rosalind Biggs, of course, from the College of Veterinary Medicine and OSU Extension on the beef cattle side of things as well. Dr. Biggs, let's talk a little bit about some new things planned through the College of Veterinary Medicine, a grant that you got from NIFA that's going to help perhaps address some problems in making sure we've got adequate numbers of veterinarians out in rural Oklahoma.
Absolutely. That's our goal of this project. We were fortunate to receive about a $235,000 grant, and to make sure that in the grant itself is titled Integrated Beef Cattle Program for Veterinarians. And so this particular program is designed to do a few different things. You know, what we'll be doing this first year is really doing pretty significant surveying of mixed animal practitioners and exclusively large animal practitioners to see what kind of needs they have in practice, with the ultimate goal to deliver continuing education to them on a series of short courses delivered here in Stillwater, and trying to give them a number of different things. You know, are they looking for new technology, want to know about technology to incorporate into their practice, or they want to gain new hands-on skills? Or are they looking for things like practice management tools to be more effective in those rural communities? We'll also be incorporating veterinary students into the mix. So, you know, our goal is to increasing that network opportunity between veterinary students that are interested in that path, as well as practitioners that are there. Hopefully a bit of mentoring that would be, you know, delivered in that fashion, make some connections. You know, the overall arching goal of it is to address the ongoing rural veterinary shortage.
And really, that's something that's been ongoing. But, I mean, obviously, as time goes by, it seems like it's getting a little more serious all along.
Absolutely, absolutely. That need is not going away. And so we've looked at, you know, what ways can we, from the perspective of OSU, try to help rural veterinarians and make them more sustainable so that they can continue to provide service and also continue with that business well beyond when they perhaps retire, that it's transferred to another veterinarian and the service to producers is maintained. And I think that's key, particularly as we look at things like safe food supply and veterinarians' role in that aspect. And as we look at really providing a need to have a veterinarian on a producer's team, I think those things are key. And with the changes we've seen, you know, with pharmaceuticals and prescription rules and that sort of thing, it becomes more and more key to have veterinarians that are accessible, readily accessible to producers and provide that service.
And of course, what you're referring to, the FDA rules that have basically indicated that you need to have that working relationship with a veterinarian.
Absolutely. Got to have that veterinary client-patient relationship. And that's, you know, coming from a practice background, it's best to establish that well beyond an emergency at 2 a.m. because those those are often challenging ones. And so we're looking to make sure that veterinarians and producers are well served beyond that to address a number of issues. You know, the traditional veterinary emergency needs, but also looking at how can they partner with a team type approach to consult and be the most productive. That serves everyone well.